Rhode Island-based retail pharmacy giant CVS Health is starting a program to require testing of all the vitamins and supplements it sells. The goal is to make sure that the products contain what they say they do. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports.
CVS says more than 1,400 vitamins and supplements from 152 brands have now undergone testing. Senior Vice President George Coleman.
To our knowledge, this is the first time that any national retailer is requiring all vitamins and supplements to undergo testing in order to be sold on our shelves.
The testing is performed by independent inspectors, not by CVS or the supplement makers themselves. It checks for contaminants and makes sure the contents listed on the labels are correct. CVS says 7% of the products flunked and were either pulled from the shelves or had to change their labels.
We should have had this for the last 25 years.
Dr. Peter Cohen researches supplements at Harvard Medical School.
We should have a situation that if we go into CVS and we purchase vitamin D, what's listed on the label should be exactly what's in the pills.
Cohen says the lax regulation of supplements in the United States means there's no guarantee that's the case. Research by him and others has found that many supplements contain unlisted ingredients and sometimes even dangerous drugs. The CDC estimates that supplements result in 23,000 emergency room visits every year. Cohen says the new CVS testing program is an important step forward. He hopes CVS will also reality check the claims of health benefits that many supplements make on their bottles.
That would be the next most appropriate step, would say no one can make claims on these supplement bottles unless they're supported by evidence in humans.
CVS has nearly 10,000 pharmacies nationwide, and its supplement sales are part of a steadily growing industry worth an estimated $40 billion a year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.